So this is really like a marriage ceremony. It's a mystical marriage of soul and Lord, heart and beloved. Inshallah, to traverse the four steps, or the four levels, seven levels, and go beyond all levels to be and live eternally with the beloved. This is really what this return is about. And we learn it here on earth. We have this opportunity here, which is great, that we're born in human body, human consciousness, but it's a potential, and we need to fulfill it by honoring that vow we took in pre-eternity. So, inshallah, these four steps will be easy for you both, and reveal, you know, depths in your being and heart that you were unaware of, and really transform your lives. This is a complete transformation, although it happens mostly gradually. So we will start with the first. Assalamu alaikum, ya ahli shariat.
Walaikum assalam, ya ahli shariat.
Welcome to that exalted level of divine revelation and divine guidance called the Shah, the Sharia, the path, the true path, the path to the water of life. And it's constituted essentially by the divine remembrance, by the awakening of the consciousness to its Lord and to its source and to its lover and its guide. And this is expressed in La ilaha illallah. That is the core of our life, and it's the foundation of every level. So La ilaha illallah. And then from that blossoming of that awareness and the love that comes from that, it's natural to fall down in prostration, to pray, to be devoted to our source, our lover, our beloved. And then in that state of prayer and gratitude and continuous return expressed through our prayers and devotions, our heart expands and desires to give and to share what is within it as its own light, and to share any, you know, material offerings that are showered upon that soul, and that it finds that it doesn't need for itself and that it wants to offer to others. But it can also be as much as a smile or a kind word. This is also part of that offering of the soul. And then the soul, in longing for its source, desires to fast from whatever is going to hinder or block or be like a veil to its beloved. And so it enters that state of fasting from anything that is not true. And also during the month of Ramadan, it's enjoined upon that soul in this path to fast in the month of Ramadan from dawn till dusk. And we say feast on the truth, feast on love, feast on at the tables of the beloved. And then that soul undertakes this great journey called the pilgrimage, pilgrimage of life. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, once in its earthly lifetime, it will be able to make the pilgrimage to their holy shrines in Mecca and Medina. Assalamu alaikum, ya ahli tariqat.
Wa alaikum assalam, ya ahli tariqat.
Welcome, O lovers of love, who have discovered themselves as lovers, and who desire to return to their source as lovers and through love, and to discover love and taste love and know love and merge into love and become love. And this is the tariqa, and this is the path with community, this is the path with human relations, and this is the path that we read about earlier in the hadith, that, you know, my lovers come to me by being with each other, and they love me by loving each other and caring for each other. So this is the community, the mystic community, alhamdulillah, which is a truly sacred, it's a really a revelation of the sacred community, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum ya ahli haqiqa.
Wa alaikum assalam ya ahli haqiqa.
And welcome, O lovers of truth, to the path of truth and to the path that merges into the ocean of truth where all paths disappear. This is the level of haqiqa, where the eyes of the consciousness and of the heart see that all is truth. Everywhere is truth. There is nothing that is not truth. Even though certain things might dissimulate or take the form of untrue, but within all is the truth. And only the truth is manifesting as this creation. So, inshallah, may you be drawn into the magnet and of truth and become the truthful ones, the siddiqs, and those who speak the truth and live lives of truth and testify to the truth and witness the truth. Assalamu alaikum ya ahli marifat.
Wa alaikum salam ya ahli marifat.
Welcome. This is an exalted station where the essence and the manifest are completely whole. Where really one sees, and it's all about one seeing, that we see that there is no separation between Lord and soul and lover and beloved and essence and form, and where our own being has become also merged in the one, and therefore is completely willless, simply radiating as the divine names of God. May our life attain this station where every action, every word, every thought is simply radiance from the source itself, alhamdulillah. And at this station, we are pure servants, and alhamdulillah. So please kneel. Come and put your knees here. So we will come closer. Put your knee to knee. There we go. Alhamdulillah. So we offer now 11 times astaghfirullah, asking forgiveness for anything in our heart, in our actions, that might have hurt or harmed or someone else, or any thought or against truth, any, as it called, the transgressions against truth, and any state of heedlessness, or everything that needs to be forgiven, may it be forgiven, and also any harm that has come to oneself, may that be erased from our hearts. And we say, repeat 11 times, Astaghfirullah, O Allah, please forgive me entirely and erase from my being any trace of transgression. Astaghfirullah, 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 Al-Azim, Al-Azhi, La ilaha illa hu, O Allah, only you alone, and you alone are the forgiver. And you call yourself the forgiver, and you say that you love to forgive. Please forgive us entirely. And you say that if we were not transgressing, you would bring in a new creation that would, so that you could have the pleasure of receiving the servants' pleas and being able to forgive them. Amen. Alhamdulillah. So now we'll put your hand in my hand. There we go. And now we offer seven times, turning our head from our shoulder toward the heart, always toward the heart, on the illallah. Inwardly, from the heart, flashes forth Muhammad Rasulullah. So, transcendent divinity, transcendent reality is completely fused and merged in with the manifest humanity. Called Muhammad Rasulullah. Falam annahu
la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
Muhammadun Rasulullah, hakabasidka, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar.
Take your
stars and do illallah, Allah.
Was it your time? Okay, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-awalina wal-akhirin. Wa salamu al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya Hazreti Pir, Ya Nuruddin Jarahi, O mystic lover and mystic revealer and blessed, brilliant sun rising in the west and manifesting the 28 names of perfection for the Insan Kamil. May you, as you have, but may it become manifest to our hearts and to these dervish hearts, that you have embraced them completely and taking them into your beautiful spiritual family and protecting them and guiding them now as your very own, and revealing in their hearts the beautiful divine names and revealing the beautiful attributes of Allah and transforming what was dark into light and what was negative into the beautiful, and for it is all one. It just needs the light to go through. Mm-hmm. So may they traverse this path swiftly and with ease and happiness and be beautiful companions in our dervish family and be able to read the sacred book of their heart, the holy Quran of their heart, and the holy gospel of their heart, and the holy Torah of their heart, and the Psalms of David of their heart, and the pages of Abraham, all included in their heart. So, and may they become friends to humanity and friends to creation and to helpers in the world and helpers and ones who call to the path of love and one who bring peace wherever they go and one who brings understanding and clarity and may any problems or burdens in their being or in their heart or mind be resolved and solved and may any inheritance from ancestors that pass through generations may that be now completely removed from their family lineage. May their parents, grandparents, and ancestors be rejoicing and in receiving this light. For this is truly a great, it's like a birth. This is a birth of a like a new star in the galaxy of love. Amen. Amen, amen. And may the gaze of the peers and of Effendi, may they receive the powerful help and support and mystic love of Musafir Effendi and the beautiful Gnostic and transparency of Sheikh Noor, of Noor Effendi, and may they meet many mystic friends along the way, or the saints of Allah, both those who passed and those who are living on this earth. May the eyes of their heart recognize the true friends of God, and may they become companions. Amin, 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 and may they be friends to all the traditions in this universal way of Islam. May they recognize that all are truly spokes in one great wheel of revelation. Through the secret heart of our peers, of Fatiha, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wasabi wasam. Open your palms, and I'm going to put my hands beneath yours like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa lad-dallin. Ameen. La ilaha illa. Ooh. Alhamdulillah. Well, Amina came for me. The mother of the Prophet came to me as the name when I was giving you the hat. So, Alhamdulillah. Do you like that name?
I do.
Yeah, and it comes, you know, from, it has a great pedigree because and on all sides and all directions. It's the name of the mother of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It's the name of the mother of our peer. She's also called Amina. And it's the name of Sheikh Amina, who's a great soul and beloved. But it goes back to Allah. And it was the name given to the Prophet himself, Al-Amin, the trustworthy. And it's one of the names of Allah. So it has good pedigree. Alhamdulillah. Good. So, Amina. So, is it Alim, like Abdul Alim, or, yeah. Huh?
Abdul Alim.
Abdul Alim? Servant of divine knowledge? Is that good for
okay.
you? Yeah, not bad. Yeah, Abdul Alim, I feel, too. Sure. And, of course, to come from the knower to the known and from the known to the unknown, it's quite a good journey. May it be wonderful and inspiring and exciting.
Abdul
Alim. Alim means, Alim is again, also it's a divine, it means the knower. It's God's name, the knower. So then it's given to humanity. It says humanity shares every name with God, much to the consternation of the fundamentalists. They don't believe that. Humanity has every divine name. So Alim is the knower, okay? But you are servant of the knower, that's it, because that dervish path is about servanthood. And then if the Lord wants to take us and, you know, reveal to us something beyond servanthood, alhamdulillah, but our approach and the way is through servanthood. We cannot approach thinking, oh, you know, oh, I'm God, I'm great, no. You know. Alhamdulillah, Abdul Alim. Beautiful. Okay, great. Well, the hand-taking comes, has its origin in the life, I mean, goes to pre-eternity as everything does, but let's remain within this earth. And in the life of the Prophet, there was a certain moment where followers and companions took hand. They actually placed their right hand in the hand of the Prophet, and that was revealed to him to request that. So this is, you know, it's a very holy act, and it's really you're connecting to God. But it says the right hand, it says when they place their right hand in your hand, it's addressing the Prophet in the Quran, it said Allah's hand was over your hand. So you're really taking hand directly with Allah. Good.
Thank you.
So keep your hand there. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So do your tasbih every day, and he will tell you, you have the paper too for them. Alhamdulillah. This is very important. Dervishes to offer our tasbih every day. That's our connect. That's like the nourishment for the heart or the fuel for the fire. Okay, alhamdulillah. So rise now. Okay, now you take four steps back when we say who, and these are, it's like sealing the path. This time with your left foot, the way of the heart. So, Yahu, 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 Yahu. Embrace and be embraced in Allah's infinite love. Alhamdulillah.